Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. We have a special guest today joining us to talk about a subject that we don't often talk about in our community, mental health. Cherie Bazell is the founder of New Beginnings Behavioral Health Services in Arkansas. Cherie, thank you for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon.
October is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Correct.
What exactly do we mean when we say mental health?
We talk about mental health as far as individuals experiencing different issues, severe issues that are taking place in their lives and hindering them from either working or going to school. Things such as postpartum depression, PTSD, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia.
And do you find that more and more African Americans are seeking treatment for those diseases? Or is
yes,
it still very much a taboo topic?
No, it's not as taboo as it used to be. Years ago, we as African Americans, we've been raised to believe that when you're having issues, you just talk to your parents or to your pastor and you pray about it. But now more people are embracing the fact that they're suffering from a mental illness, so they're seeking help.
And what exactly does your service do? What do you guys do at New Beginnings?
We provide behavioral health and mental health services to children ages 4 to 18 and also to adults.
Do you stay overnight? Is it
no, ma'am.
Program?
We're an outpatient facility, and we provide a lot of services inside of the schools and also in the client's home and at the office.
So you're saying if someone listening want some help, you'll come to their home?
We provide outpatient treatment to children ages 4 to 17 and also to adults. We provide the services at the children's school or at their home or at the adult's home or here at the office in Little Rock and Rising.
How do we reach you? We need a phone number or Okay. Can we go online?
Yes, ma'am, you can do both. Our office number is 501-663-1837, and our website is www.nbbhs.org.
What's the response been like as the word spreads that you all are open and available to help?
Oh, we've had a great response. As of last week, we had 100 pending clients. And that means that we're waiting to get them in to see the doctor so that once they see the doctor, we can start providing services to them. So we're growing.
Well, congratulations, because you're relatively new.
Yes, ma'am, we are. Well, we're new here in Rising, but we've been in Little Rock now 7 years. But we're new to the Rising and Pine Bluff area.
Well, you're spreading across the state, so more of your services are easily accessible.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Is that a reflection of need, or you're hoping that location will bring in more patients?
I think it's a combination of both. I've been privileged to have the new office in Rising because at the time the state has a moratorium where they were not allowing any more companies to operate, but they allowed me to begin providing services in Rising. And so the need is there. Rise and Pine Bluff, Little Rock, the need is there.
Speaking of the state, the governor recently appointed you to the Board of Examiners in Counseling. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
What does that mean for your work as a provider, a mental health care provider?
I think it gives me the opportunity to not only meet the new therapists that are going to be out in the field, but it lets my clients and staff know the things that I'm doing in the community and gives us an opportunity to spread the word more about New Beginnings.
Well, before we wrap up our interview, I want to go back to 2012 when, if anyone's mental health could have been challenged, yours certainly was. You were involved in an accident and miraculously survived. Tell us what happened.
Okay, and I can tell you the date and time and everything. It was on December 30th, 2012, 8:38 a.m. I was driving down I-440 interstate on my way to North Little Rock, and there was a lady in the middle lane who started losing control of her vehicle. So I sped up to get out the way because she was coming into my lane. Once I got out of the way, she lost control and slammed into the concrete median of the highway. I saw everything, and I felt like I had to help her. I didn't want to keep driving. So I pulled over to the right side of the interstate to go assist her. Once I ran over to her, because there were no cars coming, I ran over to her, told her I was going to call 911. As I took off my glove and hit the 9, I looked up and saw a tractor trailer headed straight toward us. I knew it was going to hit her, so I thought that I could take off running and run fast enough to get down the interstate and out of the way. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to. The truck was just coming too fast, and it ended up hitting her and hitting me. And once it hit me, it immediately knocked me out and knocked me off the bridge. I fell 50 feet to the ground.
Oh, my gosh. That is unbelievable. You fell 50 feet.
50 feet to the ground.
And we're still talking to you. We can still talk to you. God is good.
God is
what
great.
Happened? What happened?
Well, after I was hit, I remember opening my eyes, and I thought I was dead. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't see anything. I literally thought I was dead, and I could not believe what was going on. And so,
and but for the grace of God, you would have been dead.
God, yes. And so I believe in God, and he was there with me. And I talked to him, and I told him that I wasn't ready to go be with him, but if he was ready for me, I would go. I was in total peace. I was not afraid at all. And he told me, not today, my child. And I was fine. I was fine after that. I looked at my leg. I realized that the bone in my left leg had been shattered out, so I knew that I couldn't walk. So I took my right elbow, and I was able to drag myself from under the bridge because the wind carried my body under the bridge, so they couldn't see me. They all thought I was dead because when you look over the bridge, you couldn't see me.
Oh,
but
once
I was able to crawl from under the bridge, I screamed out help twice, and just so happened the state trooper was still there. They was clearing up the wreckage, and called me, and he alerted everybody, and three firemen jumped off the bridge to come down and rescue me.
Praise God. That is just, I get chill bumps. The fact that you had the presence of mind to drag yourself from under the bridge. And still had the strength to call for help.
Yes. I only had to shout out twice, help, somebody help me. And they did. The Lord had those people there at the right time for me, to rescue me. And it's been almost 5 years, and every month I go visit those firemen at Engine 2 in Little Rock.
You take them care packages, and you've done
every
so for 5 years, they say.
Yes, ma'am, every month. I love going to see them. Every time I see them, I just get so excited. They're a part of my life now.
And what makes you go back every month and to have done so for 5 years?
I just feel a connection with them. You know, those guys, they did not know me. They were just doing their job, and God sent those guys that day to me, and I just feel like they're a part of my life now.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. It is powerful, and for the work that you're doing to help those struggling with mental health issues.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate talking with you. Give us your phone number and your web address one more time.
501-663-1837, www.nbbhs.org.
Cherie Bazell, you are quite a warrior for yourself and for others.
Thank you.
Continued success and blessings. You're listening to The Village Celebration, and I'm Vicki Newton.